The reading today is taken from John's Gospel. I'll be reading from chapter 20, verses 1 to 18. I'm reading from the New International Version. The empty tomb. Early on the first day of the week, whilst it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from the scriptures that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head, the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking that he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him. I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary?" She turned towards him and cried in Aramaic, "Rabboni!" Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. Amen.
So this morning, I want to share with you three words that relate to this. Okay, you will have realized, in fact, I'm just going to move one of the items. All of these things have appeared over the last few weeks. If you haven't had opportunity, take opportunity to look at the items that are in and around the cross. And maybe remember some of the people that we have spoken about over the last few weeks who also experienced Jesus and the cross. Good Friday, the sad day, the day when, although he had done nothing wrong, Jesus was condemned to be crucified on a cross. And on that same day, he was taken down wrapped from head to toe in grave clothes and put inside a tomb. The tomb was sealed with a large stone so that nothing and nobody could get in or out. Jesus' disciples were very, very sad. They thought that Jesus was the Messiah, God's King, come to set them free from the Romans. And they couldn't understand what had happened. Shocked. 2 days later, early on that first Easter Sunday morning, one of Jesus' disciples, Mary, went to Jesus' tomb, and she had a shock, perhaps the shock of her life. The large stone that had been put in front of the tomb had been rolled away. Somebody pulled it out of the way. Mary looked inside the tomb, but Jesus' body was gone. Gone from the tomb. I wonder if you've ever imagined how Mary might have felt. Shocked. Saddened. Maybe she thought something like, oh no, what's happened now? After all the events of that week, things seemed to be going from bad to worse. And as Mary was standing there beside the tomb crying, a man started to talk to her. She thought that he was the gardener. And Mary asked him if he knew what had happened to Jesus' body. And then the surprise. This person said, Mary. And instantly, Mary recognized the man's voice. It was Jesus, alive again, raised from the dead. What a surprise! And I don't think that Mary just kind of wandered off and said, hey, Jesus is alive. I think maybe she ran. Maybe she jumped around. Maybe she shouted. Maybe she got really, really, really excited. You know how when you were perhaps smaller than you are now, and on Christmas morning, you got really, really excited when you got that gift that you'd been wanting. And you jumped around and you shouted out. I think Mary would have had that reaction. What, it's you, Jesus? You're alive. You're here. Maybe she threw her arms around him. And that's why he says, don't cling on to me. Sad, shocked, and surprised. Imagine the reaction of the other disciples. Okay, so we followed the story so far where Mary has seen Jesus. She knows that he's alive. Okay, I don't think Mary walked from where she met Jesus in that garden to where she knew the disciples were. I don't think she kind of casually strolled along. Oh yeah, nice day, da-da-da-da. I think she probably ran as fast as she could. So imagine she arrives at the door completely out of breath and excited, hardly able to get the words out, but mutters and stammers something like, he's alive! He's alive! I saw him! Maybe alive. It wasn't just, oh yeah, it's wonderful, we're Christians. Jesus is alive. Praise God. But imagine the disciples, okay? We've had a little bit of fun this morning. The disciples weren't thinking that Mary was having fun. But I can imagine that they would say something like, "You're joking, aren't you? Are you serious, Mary? How can this be?" It was bad enough that Mary was saying Jesus was alive. It was worse that Jesus, and I apologize for this, but this is the culture, Jesus showed himself to a woman first. Yes, it's a good thing. But the fact was, a woman couldn't give evidence in a court of law. If a woman told you something, you didn't believe it in the same way as you would if a man told you something. And yet, here we are. Jesus appears to Mary, and she runs as fast as she can to tell the other disciples. I don't know if you watched the Six Nations rugby at any point. No. And you didn't get all excited in front of the television set and shouting, depending on what your team was doing. But for some of us, it was a bit of an emotional roller coaster at certain points in the Six Nations. The English kind of started off up here, and well, I can't say any more. What about Scotland? But what about Wales? We came second! But the fact is, we can get excited about some things like that, can't we? We can see something like that and we will say to our friends, oh, did you see the rugby? Wasn't it amazing? And yet if we say, do you know what? In church yesterday, it was amazing. How hard would that be for us? How difficult would it be to have that same excitement as we do over a football match or a rugby match? And yet Mary's excitement was greater by far as she ran and told the disciples, "He's alive. He's alive." And the good news for us is that Jesus is still alive. And because of his love in dying for us on the cross, we can have life in all its fullness if we put our trust in him. And it's not an April Fool's trick. It's not some kind of weird joke. There is an abundance of eyewitness accounts that say that Jesus rose from the dead, even from scholars and historians. So there's a gentleman from that time period called Josephus, and he says this about Jesus. He was the Messiah, and when upon the accusation of the principal men among us, Pilate had him condemned to a cross, those who had first come to love him did not cease. He appeared to them, spending a third day restored to life. For the prophets of God had foretold these things and a thousand other marvels about him. Jesus is alive. So what about us in the 21st century? This same Jesus is still alive and wanting us to have life in all its fullness, which is what John 10:10 tells us. Still wanting a relationship with people like you and people like me. ordinary people, normal people, the resurrected Jesus is still in the business of wanting disciples and wanting those disciples to spread the good news that he is alive. So how about us? When we're in work, school, college, badminton club, wherever we might be, are we really able to share our excitement that Jesus is alive?